You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
The hardest thing. if I can't take this anymore. So why are you trying to break me? I don't know if I can stay on board. You know the hardest thing is to say goodbye to someone you love. That's the hardest thing.
I'm not your enemy. Your legacy frightens me. Will I keep it gold or will it spoil? Before I get the chance to grow.
You know the hardest thing.
Thank you.
Saturday, June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day, starting at 9 a.m. 10 artists performing live on the radio, including Muck and the Myers. Kate Crush. Robert Ellis Oro. WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 91.5 WMFO in the Boston area and everywhere on BumblebeeRadio.com.
could got pulled in. As the nose, the lips, okay, I needed to dive in. Blue never wanted you to see what I was up to.
chase my way, I'm a hard-loving man. Chevy, it's a hard loving feeling. I'm the love it all the time. Hard loving is a state of my mind. And being hard appeals to my thinking. My music, my woman, my drinking.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up? Just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Soft to bright, She used to sing a song to me when I was just so high, and it's always meant something to me, and I'd like to do it for you right now, because it does have meaning in today's world, even all these years, you know, this, even during the hip drug days, you know, when everybody was supposed to be so cool, and everything had double meanings, and this little simple tune would keep coming back to me, and I think it kind of guided me through those years, and I'd like to do this song for you right now. I think it might have a little meaning for you.
Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Be gentle and peaceful each day. Be warm and human and grateful, and have a good thing to say. Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike. Be witty and happy and wise. Be honest and love all your neighbors. Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant. Be pompous, obese, and eat cactus. Be dull and boring and omnipresent. Criticize things you don't know about. Be oblong and have your knees removed. Be tasteless, rude, and offensive. Live in a swamp and be three-dimensional. Put a live chicken in your underwear. Get all excited and go to a yawning festival. Okay, everybody. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Good. Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be warm and human and grateful.
Be warm and human and grateful.
And have a good thing to say.
And have a good thing to say.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike. Everybody on this.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike.
Be witty and happy and wise.
Be witty and happy and wise.
Be honest and love all your neighbors. Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant. Let them hear you outside.
Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant.
Be pompous, obese, and eat cactus. Everybody sing. Be
pompous, obese, and eat cactus.
Be dull and boring and omnipresent.
Be dull and boring and omnipresent.
Criticize things you don't know about.
Criticize things you don't know about.
Be oblong and have your knees removed.
Be oblong and have your knees removed.
Ladies only, be tasteless, rude, and offensive. Now the men, live in a swamp and be three-dimensional.
Live in a swamp and be
three-dimensional. Everybody, put a live chicken in your underwear.
Put a live chicken in your underwear.
Go into a closet and suck eggs.
Go into a closet and suck eggs.
You guys are gonna be on a record.
Maybe someday, not mine, of course.
Actually, this is just a place for my stuff, you know? That's all, a little place for my stuff. That's all I want, that's all you need in life is a little place for your stuff, you know? I can see it on your table. Everybody's got a little place for their stuff. This is my stuff, that's your stuff, that'll be his stuff over there. That's all you need in life, a little place for your stuff. That's all your house is, a place to keep your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. A house is just a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You can see that when you're taking off in an airplane. You look down, you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. All the little piles of stuff. And when you leave your house, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff. They always take the good stuff. They never bother with that crap you're saving. All they want is the shiny stuff. That's what your house is, a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Sometimes you gotta move, gotta get a bigger house. Why? No room for your stuff anymore. You ever notice when you go to somebody else's house, you never quite feel 100% at home? You know why. No room for your stuff. Somebody else's stuff is all over the goddamn place. And if you stay overnight, unexpectedly, they give you a little bedroom to sleep in. Bedroom they haven't used in about 11 years. Someone died in it 11 years ago. And they haven't moved any of his stuff. Right next to the bed, there's usually a dresser or a bureau of some kind, and there's no room for your stuff on it. Somebody else's shit is on the dresser. Have you noticed that their stuff is shit, and your shit is stuff? You say, get that shit off of there and let me put my stuff down. Sometimes you leave your house to go on vacation, and you gotta take some of your stuff with you. Gotta take about 2 big suitcases full of stuff. When you go on vacation, you gotta take a smaller version of your house. It's the second version of your stuff. And you're gonna fly all the way to Honolulu. Gonna go across the continent, across half an ocean to Honolulu. You get down to the hotel room in Honolulu, and you open up your suitcase and you put away all your stuff. There's lots of places in the hotel room to put your stuff. Here's a place here, put a little bit of stuff there, put some stuff here, put some stuff. You put your stuff there, I'll put some stuff. Here's another place for stuff. Look at this, I'll put some stuff here. And even though you're far away from home, you start to get used to it, you start to feel okay, because after all, you do have some of your stuff with you. That's when your friend calls up from Maui and says, hey, why don't you come over to Maui for the weekend and spend a couple of nights over here?
Oh, no.
Now what do I pack? Right, you've got to pack an even smaller version of your stuff. The third version of your house. Just enough stuff to take to Maui for a couple of days. You get over to Maui, I mean, you're really getting extended now when you think about it. You got stuff all the way back on the mainland. You got stuff on another island. You got stuff on this island. I mean, supply lines are getting longer and harder to maintain. You get over to your friend's house on Maui, and he gives you a little place to sleep, a little bed right next to it, as a windowsill or something. You put some of your stuff up there, you put your stuff up there, you got your Visine, you got your nail clippers, and you put everything up. It takes about an hour and a half, but after a while, you finally feel okay. You say, all right, I got my nail clippers, I must be okay. That's when your friend says, hey, I think tonight we'll go over the other side of the island, visit a pal of mine, and maybe stay over.
Oh, no. Now what do you pack?
Right, you gotta pack an even smaller version of your stuff. The fourth version of your house. Only the stuff you know you're gonna need. Money, keys, comb, wallet, lighter, handy, pen, smokes, rubber, and change. Well, only the stuff you hope you're gonna need.
We'll be back to the album in just a moment, but first these messages.
Oh, This is WMFO in Medford. We have the Jam in the background with Precious, the extended version. Let me just tell you about next week. It's WMFO Live Day Promos. Saturday, June 6th. Tune in to 91.5 WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day 2026. Starting at 9 a.m., 10 artists performing live on the radio, including Muck and the Myers, Cape Crush, Robert Ellis Oral, and many more. WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th, from 9 to 3 p.m. on WMFO in the Boston area and everywhere on BumblebeeRadio.com. Enjoy and keep listening to The Jam. WMFO Medford. The Jam, live on WMFO in Medford. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. This is an extended version. It's going to be from 3 all the way up to 5 o'clock. I hope to hear from you. Just go to WMFO.org, go to DJ Chat and put a little request in there. We have a little funny phone situation, but if you really want to call, you can call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. And I'll pick up the phone, but let it ring a little bit, okay? Because the studio has to change the phone system, and so it comes on the board. At the moment, it comes on the wall, so I have to go over and get it. So anyway, 915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. I'd love to hear from you from either WMFO.org, DJ Chat, leave a message, or call me. 855-915-9636. We won't charge you anything. We'll play the music that you want to hear when you want to hear it, and we do it with style, and we love doing it. Lost Laughter in the Breeze. What a great song that was. Town Called Melis. Before that was The Jam doing Precious, and we also heard Bob Marley and the Wailers with Lively Up Yourself and Don't Be No Drag, and I love Bob Marley and the Wailers. And right now, we're going to start the show off with a band called Fairport Convention. They're a legendary British band. You probably know of them. You probably don't know them, but they're lovely. They're wonderful. And here they are right now singing Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now. It's beautiful late 60s music. And aside from the film Coda, where the woman sings it at the end, which is a beautiful version of a beautiful film. It's a beautiful film, and it's a beautiful version of Both Sides Now. This is probably the loveliest version you'll ever hear. It's called Both Sides Now. It's by Fairport Convention. And right now, it is exactly 3 o'clock.